Younglings, from the anticipation in your faces, I see you know why you are here today.
A ceremonial lightsaber duel to demonstrate your aptitude in the Force.
A tradition of the ages, but one that changes with every year. As you have learned with Master Radorm, tournaments of the past have been held underwater.
Or in zero gravity.
Do you remember the year we held it in a simulated hurricane? That was exciting.
Yes. Thank you, Master Sinube. This year, as ever, we sought guidance from the Force. You will be glad to know that the contest is to be held on dry land.
Thank the stars.
However, you will all be blindfolded.
Oh, no.
Shh.
Your eyes can deceive you. As Jedi, you must rely on your feelings. You must rely on the Force.
An extra benefit of the blast visors is that you won't be able to see your potential master studying your every move.
So it's true.
No pressure there.
Interfere. The Council will not. Sacred, the bond between a master and their Padawan is. Guide us all, the Force will. Focus, you must. Let the tournament begin.
I listen as Dooku describes dropping back with his fellow initiates, huddled in groups around the walls. He paints the picture so vividly, I can see myself standing alongside him, shifting nervously, while still trying desperately to remain nonchalant.
Oh, I feel sick.
You'll be fine.
Who are you looking for, anyway?
Could you guess? Master Kastana, blessed be her name.
Shut up, Arath!
Hey!
Cool it, you two.
I just thought she would be here.
Perhaps she doesn't want a Padawan.
The combatants will be chosen by the Force.
Each initiate's name is inscribed on one of these Vagni stones. We shall pick one at random, using only the Force. Come forward when your name is called.
The first combatant is...
Let me see.
Quit shoving!
Initiate Dooku.
You're first.
Congratulations, I guess.
And his opponent will be...
Please let it be Arath. Please let it be Arath.
Initiate Sifo Dyas.
You're kidding. I don't stand a chance against you.
Of course you do.
Forward, the combatants will come.
Just promise you won't go easy on me. I don't need any favors.
Don't worry, I won't give any. May the best man win.
That's what I'm worried about.
Dooku describes taking to the arena, the two of them turning to face each other, hands resting on their hilts. I can imagine what was going through Dooku's mind as he attempted to focus, his eyes darting around the gallery, searching for the woman he had pinned his hopes upon. How his heart would have sunk as he realized she wasn't there. How he would force himself to concentrate, staring deep into the eyes of Sifo Dyas. And they say the Sith are cruel. Pitting a child against his friend and expecting them to see it as an honor, just as Narek welcomed his exile on Ratatak. The Jedi are fools, each and every one.
Master Sinube and Braylon, apply the blast visors. There's no need to worry, Dooku. You've always been my finest student.
But Sifo...
None of that. A Jedi must concern themselves only with the will of the Force. Remember what Master Niobaya wrote.
Do not let attachment cloud your vision. Not of possessions.
Nor of people.
There is only the Force.
Only the Force. Right then. On it goes. There. Can you see anything?
No, nothing at all.
Excellent. Trust your feelings, Dooku. I have faith in you.
Contenders, prepare for conflict.
I close my eyes as Dooku describes the battle, seeing myself in his place, feeling the power pulse through my saber hilt before the blade bursts into life. My opponent doing the same, feet apart, lightsaber held low, its blade thrumming with energy. Would I have done as he did? Strategies racing through my mind. Every sensation amplified, every emotion heightened. The beating of my heart. The cold tickle of sweat running down my back. Who will make the first move? Who will take control? Recalling the lessons of 100 training sessions, the repetition and discipline. Reminding yourself that the tournament is ceremonial, and your strikes must be measured. There can be no injuries, no fatal blows. You must disarm, not disable. I could have done this. I should have.
Let the tournament begin!
Dooku's words are intoxicating now. As I sit here, surrounded by his trophies, I am no longer listening to his account. I am experiencing it, living each and every moment of the duel. Dooku striking first, the initiate's lightsabers meeting accompanied by the sharp tang of crackling plasma. Sifo-Dyas throwing himself back, kicking at Dooku's wrist, almost knocking his lightsaber from his fingers. He staggers back, meeting Sifo-Dyas' blade as his opponent twists. Dooku blocks every blow, one arm tucked neatly behind his back, eyes closed behind the visor. Sifo-Dyas thrusts and lunges, every attack a story in its own right, revealing his tactics, exposing his weaknesses. Sifo-Dyas somersaults over Dooku's head, the moment Dooku has been waiting for. He slices up, not to spear his opponent, but to force Sifo-Dyas to twist in midair to avoid the humming blade. The boy lands awkwardly, his ankle folding beneath him. He crashes to the floor, his extinguished lightsaber skittering across the ancient flagstones. This is it. The moment of victory.
What are you waiting for? Finish him!
If I was there, I would have been screaming the same. And yet, Arath's cry gives Dooku moment to pause. He senses Sifo-Dyas in front of him, sprawled on the floor, waiting for him to call for his surrender. Instead, Dooku reaches out with the Force, sending Sifo-Dyas' lightsaber sliding back to his hand.
Take it. Get up.
Do?
We finish this together.
And that's what they did, completing the duel in front of their clan, neither holding back or pushing the advantage. It sounds like a glittering display, and when they are finished, hair slick with sweat, sabers locked together, the gallery erupts into applause.
We did it! We did it!
Sifo, behind Yoda. She's here. She must have seen everything.
Saw you mean. Thank you.
For what?
You know. You could have finished me there and then. Just like Arath said.
Since when have I ever listened to him?
Settle down! Settle down! We must prepare for the next duel! Please! We must have silence!
Dooku describes the duels of each of his clanmates in excruciating detail, fascinated, even at this young age, with form and technique. I don't need to listen to all of it, scrolling through the files until I reach the moment Dooku has waited for. The same gallery on a different day. The same masters standing in front of the same pupils. The anticipation in the room at an all-time high.
The time has come, initiates. I will ask each of the masters to choose their Padawans. This is a solemn moment, but also a joyous one. You are about to embark on the next stage of your journey. May the Force guide us all.
This is it, Duke.
Shh!
I can't, it's too exciting.
Who will make the first declaration?
I will. By the will of the Force, I choose Zhang Arrera as my Padawan.
It will be an honor to train with you, my master.
Is there anyone else?
Yes. I wish to claim a Padawan.
The Force will be with me. The Force will be with me.
I choose...
Look at Dooku, all of a flutter.
Seriously, one more crack and I'll...
Sifo Dyas.
What?
Come, Padawan. Join me.
Dooku, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Congratulations. Go. Go.
Thank you, Master.
Aww, is someone going to cry?
What of you, Master Braylon?
I will not elect a Padawan this year. But if there is anyone else?
Yes. Chosen I have. A Grand Master is to take a Padawan? This is a rare honor. Dooku, I choose. My Padawan, he will be.
Thank you, Master.
Arduous, the training will be. Much I expect of you.
And I won't let you down. I promise.
A promise not to me you must make, my young Padawan, but to yourself. The Force will guide you. Yes, the Force will guide us all.
But the Force had little to do with the glee in Dooku's voice as he talked to his sister later that night.
You should have seen Arath's face, Jenza. His name wasn't even called. Yoda said he wasn't ready, that he would continue to train as an initiate for another year. Another year. I know it's wrong of me, but I can't help but think he got what he deserved.
So much for Jedi compassion.
More?
Can't a girl be curious?
Yoda has told me that our training will be delayed.
No.
Tied up with negotiations with...
No.
This is it, Jenza.
Ah, this sounds more promising.
Yoda has told me to meet him in the training garden. My apprenticeship begins today.
Master Yoda. Master Yoda, I am ready to commence my training. Hello?
It was obviously not what the new Padawan was expecting. And yet, if his next few holo messages were anything to go by, the following days brought little change.
I don't understand it. It's the same every time.